share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The flash flood in Klang Valley has completely receded, but it unexpectedly hit several areas in Ipoh last night, the 19th of January. The water level started to rise following an hour of heavy rain in more than 10 areas in Ipoh City, which has affected more than 250 homes. Here are the affected areas in Ipoh. Labu Bercham Taman Kinta Emas Taman Sempaka Kampung Tasek Taman Desa Impian Perjuran Tasek Timur 7 Taman Seri Gaya Jalan Silak Kampung Sungai Rokam Ampang and Bercham areas Tambun, Greentown, Bundar Seri Batani. As of yesterday night, no temporary evacuation centers have been opened despite the rising water level. According to Mode, Asman Hussain, the chief of the Ipoh Fire Department and rescuer, the heavy rain started around 7:15 p.m. and continuously poured until 8 p.m. It has caused the nearby drain to be filled with excessive water. More than the designated capacity. Two senior citizens requested to be evacuated from their home to a safer place and they have been moved by family members to other spots. Asman also assured that at the time being, observation is being carried out at the affected areas from time to time. As of now, no death has been reported. Throughout the night, the incident has been circulating all over social media. Hashtag Ipoh Banjir di Sempaka Sari 9, Taman Sempaka Malam Ini. Semoga dipermudahkan urusan penjaduk di sini. Video. Niara Nini. Hashtag Ipoh Banjir di Sempaka Sari 9. Taman Sempaka Malam Ini. Semoga dipermudahkan urusan penjaduk di sini. Video. Niara Nini. Posted by Friends of BN on Wednesday, January 19, 2022. Also read. Why can't we help? Syed Sadiq calls out to the double standards in SOPs to help flood victims. Source. Barita Harian. Source. Utusan. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.